when you let your mind shift back and forth between your being and your perceptions, there's some things to notice. The perceptions that are taking place now include the external sounds, the bouncing ball outside, your sensory perception of this room itself, mostly through sound and through the sense of touch. And when you're aware of the room, the external sounds, there is dimension to the perception. Even your awareness of the physical body, there is duality, a right side and a left side, an up and a down, closeness and distance. Our perception has a spatial dimension. I turn my focus to just my being, and the focus is not on the world of perceptions, just simple being, awareness, my own presence. Now there is no spatial dimension to your being, just awareness. Being itself, the me, my own presence. There isn't a right side or a left side or an up or a down. See if you can notice that. When you get to spatial dimensions, the distance, that requires duality. But being itself has nothing to do with duality or with distance. There is no right or left or up or down. Space itself is a perception. It is known to you. Awareness is not a perception. Your being is not a perception. There is no subject-object, seer seen, knower known. Duality in awareness. Awareness is not a perception. It's the very awareness because of which there can be perception. am self-evident, self-shining. And myself, I'm free from perception, not dependent upon perception. I am the very being which is the content, the self of all perception. I am the one because of whom perception is. But I myself am still and silent. Changeless. In such concepts as right or left, up or down, don't apply to me. Just like colors don't apply. Black, white, red, yellow, blue, purple. Are you blue? Are you purple? Are you white? Are you black? These words mean nothing. They have no place in terms of awareness. Are you your being? Are you tall? Or are you short? Fat or thin? These words apply to the body, not to you, not to the being that you are. Are you smart or stupid or dull or brilliant? Is your mind calm or agitated? These are mental qualities. They have nothing to do with awareness. They have nothing to do with you. What are you like, your swarupa, your nature? We use the word ananda. Why would we use the word ananda to describe, to point to? Your being, the nature of your being. Ananda means fullness, whole, wholeness, limitless. Just me, your own presence. as it is right now, is called ananda. Just the simple awareness that I am, the simple being that I am. Could I say that I am not ananda, that I am not whole? That I am not whole. From the standpoint of just the I, not the word I, the I, the me, the conscious being. I could not be more whole. There's not more wholeness to be had. I am Sat. I am consciousness, Chit. The amness is Chit. The amness is consciousness. Sat, Chit. And the amness, which is consciousness, is whole, is full, is purna. Lacking nothing. It is the very wholeness the state of fulfillment that I seek to attain in the world. My being is the very wholeness, the ananda. I seek to attain in the world. I already am what I seek.